We head to Indiana. That's where a few members of the Flora FFA chapter give us a brief tour of their busy animal barn.
All right, so today I am here with
Andrew Williams
and
Danny Britton.
And today I'm going to be asking them a few questions about the Flora FFA animal barn. So guys, so first off, how long has the barn been here?
I'd say roughly five years. This is its fifth year.
So who is it that sponsored the barn to be built?
Cargill here in Flora. They sponsored the barn to be built, and they give donations to the FFA every year.
And who was it exactly that got the barn to where it is today?
We have to give credits to Ty Slagley.
Ty Stallings and Doug Slagley, they made this barn come a long way, and me and Andrew have just been along the ride for the past couple years.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, how many of each animal do you guys have here?
Oh, we got 3 pigs, 2 goats, 4 rabbits, and 19 chickens.
All right, well, how many of the chickens are roosters?
We got two roosters.
Two.
One's a Cochin, and the other one is a Barred Rock.
Of the animals, of the goats, pigs, and rabbits, which of each gender do you guys have?
We have 2 male pigs, 1 female, 1 of each on the goats. We have 1 male rabbit and 2 females.
So what exactly breeds are the animals?
Oh, the pigs are there are potbellies.
Mini potbellies.
We got pygmy goats.
We have
2 Flemish giant and 1 Rex bunny.
So whenever you guys go get new animals, where do you go to?
We've gone through individuals, just buying off them. We've went to Rural King and got chicks, just kind of anywhere we can get them.
And our rabbits, they came from Enterprise.
So of the animals, do you guys have any favorites?
Oh, I don't know.
We really...
can't take favorites.
Yeah, we really like Will and Sal over here, our 2 pigs. They've been here for a long time. But, you know, like you said, we can't pick favorites.
Has anybody here been hurt by one of the animals before?
No, never.
Have one of the animals ever tried to hurt somebody?
Oh, no.
No, they're all nice.
Nicest animals ever.
What do you guys do with the eggs that you get from the chickens?
Oh, we take them to the egg shop, put them in the fridge, and we sell them.
How much do you guys sell them for?
$1.50 a dozen.
So what all do you guys do down here besides, obviously, feeding and watering the animals?
Well, we'll come down every week, once or twice a week, normally twice, and we'll come down and we'll clean all the pens. We get fresh straw in them and just dump waters, clean waters, and every week we try to keep all our stuff clean, all the time, floor swept. We mow, we've been mowing it, we push mowed it, we did about everything.
All summer long,
it's hard work, but we got to do it.
Every end of school year, we come in and clean the whole barn.
So over the summer and winter, do the animals just stay here or what?
The animals stay here during the school year, so through August through May, we take care of them all through there. We put heat lamps and stuff in the winter. But in the summer, most of the time, they'll go out to Ty Stallings out. Before they went to Carmine, now they're going out to buy on South 45 here. Some of them went to Slagley's before, like some of the pigs, but... mainly, yeah, Ty keeps him and stuff. He loves animals. He's a good caretaker.
So how long do you guys plan on working here exactly?
Oh, till I graduate. Maybe even later.
Till graduation.
All right, well, you guys, well, thanks for offering up your time and help answering some questions for me. And just you guys have a nice day. And that's all for now.
Thank you.